Oceanography has a lot of terminology, and I'll try to keep it to a minimum. But one can't become literate in a field like marine biology without at least learning the basics. The topographic regions of the ocean floor are named according to their position and depth. Names vary, but some of the most accepted ones are shown here. Close to the edges of land masses, that is the continents, the ocean floor gradually slopes away to about 200 meters of depth before more steeply dropping off. This region of the ocean floor is called the continental shelf, and it underlays the most productive areas of the sea. The steeper slope that starts at the edge of the shelf and ultimately levels off somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 meters of depth to the main level of the ocean floor is referred to as the continental slope and rise. The large, silty expanse of ocean bottom that fluctuates between 4,000 and 6,000 meters of depth is known as the abyssal plain. It's punctuated by deep oceanic trenches, large ridges, and isolated volcanoes that may break the surface to form islands. The ridges undersea may form massive mountain ranges as long as the Rockies and higher than Mount Everest.